Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
We're not back in black, but we've hit the sack, and it's been so, so long that we're glad to be back.
That's a fact, Jack.
That's a fact, Jack. Ooh, a little Stripes quotation there. For those of you not familiar with one of the greatest films of all time, please do yourself a favor and watch Stripes. It is Free Talk Live. It is the Sunday night edition. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you want to call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. You can talk about what we're going to talk about or bring up anything that you want. That's why it's called Free Talk Live. Stardate, nope, Captain's Log, Stardate, 03312024. In the studio tonight, it's myself. The authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, LLC. Joining me,
Kahuna.
And Richie Rich.
Before we get started today.
Didn't we already get started?
Before we continue getting started.
Okay. Well, we started, right? Like, we announced the show. We, started, we gave out the phone number. Okay.
Before we talk about show prep, before Richie Rich can insert another semantic and be more flit or pedantic. Today...
Or words I don't understand.
...is supposed to be Nikki Sunshine's last day on this show. And obviously she's not here. Filling in for her tonight, of course, is Kahuna. So I just want to publicly give her crap on the radio.
Okay.
Because, like, the past 3 weeks I've been like, hey, you know, that last week in March is Easter Sunday. I know sometimes you go do things, and I know... You're about to give birth and all that kind of thing. So, like, we're good? Yeah, no, we're good.
Okay.
And so, like, 3 weeks in a row, the same kind of conversation.
Is she giving birth? Like,
no.
Is she currently
she's
in labor?
She's trying to, like, visit family.
Oh.
You know, because she's so about nonsense. She's okay. About to give birth, right? So, Easter Sunday, families get together, so she's probably going to be able to see more of them on a day like today than any other day. So, she pinged me, and she's like, hey, I'm not going to do the show on Sunday. And I'm like, that's all right. I'll get Kahuna to fill in for you. But, so, anyway, that's all. I just want to take care of that little bit of business and give her some crap.
Can we also make Breastfeeding Friday a real thing? Because I mentioned it. I said, look, she'll be back for Breastfeed Friday.
And it has an interesting acronym as well, BFF.
Right.
Which already is like a household term.
Okay.
As far as like texting and all that stuff. Yeah. Although it doesn't mean Breastfeeding Friday. It would be interesting to co-opt that as you're my BFF, right?
You know, like, can you hashtag that on X now? Can we get that going?
Get it trending?
I'm not in charge of Fridays. So.
Okay. All right. Well, we got... All right.
You might have to talk to Wizard Number 1.
Yeah.
If you can ever get a hold of him.
Okay.
Or Wizard Number 2.
No, it won't. I like the Friday format the way it is. Because I do like Gardner Goldsmith.
He's
but there's no other day that it rolls off the tongue, you know.
Right? Yeah, you're right.
It would have to be Breastfeed Fridays.
Yeah.
We'll just move Gardner somewhere else. If we're gonna do it. Live on Odyssey. Watch Nikki feed a baby.
It is Easter Sunday, in case you don't have a calendar or a clock, or you haven't looked outside
notice everything's closed today for the most part.
Yeah, or you haven't, you know, seen kids running around with like baskets or whatever. It is Easter Sunday. It's my duty on these types of days to remind all the children who are listening that the Easter Bunny is not real. It's just your parents.
Oh, that was mean.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Same thing with the Tooth Fairy, you know, Santa Claus, right? Ooh. All these things, right? They're just your parents. They're
government.
Fake. Government, yeah. Fictitious entities, right? things that don't really exist. Uncle Sam, fictitious character, right? Made up. But I mean, Uncle Sam isn't your parents. It's
you know, McGruff the crime dog.
Also a fictitious character.
Smokey the bear.
Ooh, Smokey
the frog.
Smokey and McGruff like teaming up for like a cartoon adventure might be interesting. We should ask AI to make a Smokey McGruff, you know, like a Bruckheimer film.
That would be
but starring
cool.
Smokey the bear and the McGruff the crime dog. Lots of explosions and, you know, cars flipping over and, you know, that kind of a thing. That'd be fun. That would be fun. I'd watch that.
Produced by Jerry Bruckheimer?
Yeah.
Or Michael Bay?
Or both.
Okay.
A Bayheimer.
Okay.
A Bayheimer film.
Get on that AI.
Yeah. What was I doing? Oh, we're doing a show.
Well, we were getting ready to start the show.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we really haven't started yet.
And so, where do we start?
Sort of.
Well, I did the star date and the captain's log and the monikers. So.
Well, and the happy Easter and, you know, to, to all the Christians celebrating.
Okay, like, so we got over
stole
that.
Stole from the pagans and the Babylonians and let's...
Right, and Easter eggs are really Lucifer's testes.
Okay.
And I think that's all the business stuff to get out
Since
of the way.
Since when do bunnies lay eggs? That's a weird one, too.
It's called interspecies erotica, if you're not familiar with Clerks 2.
That comes out of Japan, doesn't it?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
It's where the bunny lived.
to have his way with the bunny, apparently.
There we go. Nice.
Yeah, this is where Easter eggs come from.
Also weird, because, you know, if the bunny's laying the eggs, then it's not a chicken, right? It's a rooster.
Is the bunny laying the eggs? I mean, who's who's the receiver and who's the giver?
Yeah, is the bunny laying the eggs or collecting them? That's a good question.
Yeah,
the bunny impregnates the chicken, and the chicken lays the eggs.
Yeah,
and the bunny goes and collects them.
There you go.
That's what I'm thinking. That seems to be a little more reasonable, at least in imaginary expectations.
All right, we'll see what AI thinks.
Again, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to call in, because it is Easter Sunday, I feel as a heavy metal guy, I feel obliged to talk about the devil. And we do have the story from metro.co.uk.
Quality source.
Of course, yeah. Totally tabloid. A haunting new horror film based on the devil actually made $666,666 on opening weekend.
That's how you know God is real.
Mm-hmm. Israel?
Could not be faked. This is not coincidental. This is prophecy.
I mean, just based on some numbers. I mean, come on. I used to, like, back in the day.
666 twice on Easter weekend. No coincidences.
Back in the day, I used to go into this burger joint with my brother, and I ordered a thing, and it came out to $6.66 for my meal. And I was like, oh, that's awesome, right? So the next time we go in, I order the same thing, right? And me and my brother are standing there, and, like, as they're punching the numbers in, we both point at the register and go, 666 right before the price pops up, and we freaked out the cashier. She's like, you know, she took a deep breath and was like we somehow knew what the total was going to be before the computer.
Right.
We did, of course, because we'd been in there a week ago or whatever it was, right? But she didn't know that. She's like, how did you guys know that? And we're like, you know.
Or the little old lady at the grocery store, like 666, and she just puts a pack of gum on there. And just
goes, you're like, oh, no, we can't have that. Here, let me buy a piece of beef jerky no one will ever eat.
Right. Yeah. Just to not have those numbers.
But the company I used to work for, when we have clients, we actually give them numbers, like on our server, right?
Yeah.
And a few years ago, and it was one of my new clients, and I didn't realize it, but it got assigned 666.
Ah.
And so I actually...
His name Damien?
Lucifer.
So I contacted the person that's in charge of that, and I said, you know, is there any way we can change that? Just I kind of wanted to skip it, right? Even though it's kind of cool. And the client contact is like the nicest person.
Yeah.
She said, well, not really. Like, it's in there, blah, blah, blah. I'm okay. But, yeah, that kind of cool.
See, and I'm in control of our extensions at work, and I purposely gave myself the extension 666.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I can't say that I've ever done this, at least in public. But I know of people who've done this, particularly because I do telephone sister. That was my day job for a long time. And, like, you reserve that for either, you know, somebody named Damien, right? Or the biggest a-hole, right, at that company, mm-hmm. right? Because okay. I would do systems for other companies, right. And so you'd meet a bunch of people. You'd be like, all right, who is the biggest jerk?
Yeah.
You're getting extension 666, right? Or 0666, or whatever. Okay. You know, however many digits they use. I can't say that I've ever done that. But, you know, I've been told that that's been done.
What does that say about me, then? Because I did it to myself, because it's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, if I were
working, I still might be the biggest a-hole in the company, but, you know.
These things do not necessarily...
It's mutually exclusive.
Right. Thank you. That's what I was getting at. Yeah. My brain wouldn't work in mutually exclusive. All right. I want to tell you guys something else. I've told this on Free Talk Live many a time, but it took me two attempts to move here. The first attempt, I failed miserably. I hit black ice. I flipped my Toyota 4Runner and the trailer I was towing behind it. I like to say I almost died or whatever, but like if anybody had been in the passenger seat, they totally would have been dead. That whole passenger side roof was like caved in and, you know, that kind of thing. So why am I retelling this? Because one of the things I haven't told about this story was my friends threw like a going away captain party, right? You know, not the night before, but like the night before the night before.
Okay.
And
reasonable when you're leaving town.
Right. So I certainly got a good night's sleep and all that before, you know, all this kind of stuff. But my friend Dan, who has since passed away, he obtained one of these, you know, you go in the big cities, you go to these parking lots, and they'll have, like, numbers that they assign you on these pieces of paper or whatever that you're supposed to put on your dash.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, he found one that's relatively big, so the numbers are, I don't know, 4 inches tall or something, but it was the number 666.
Nice.
And he had left it under my windshield wiper for me to find the next day, which I found, and I, of course, took off, but I left it in the truck. And so then I got into the accident and everything.
It was an omen.
And now people are like, yeah, if you hadn't have done that, you'd have made it the first time, right? This kind of thing. So that's why I'm telling you that right now.
See, no coincidences.
Right. Is because
everything happens for a reason.
I was there. Now, in that same token.
Sometimes reason is you're dumb and make bad decisions.
That's mostly what's, yeah. To say that you, like. Most people don't look at me and go, you're dumb. Some people do. But
they just go like, you look dumb.
But I go, it's better than looking smarter than you actually are, right?
I guess.
Because you don't want somebody to come up and be like, hey, you look smart. And you're like, dee, 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 dee.
You can fool a lot of chicks by looking smart.
That's just classes, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
See?
And I forgot my train of thought.
666 on the dashboard.
Yeah, or something about it. Well, at any rate,
all right,
we'll just move on now. Let's talk about this movie.
Is it a good movie? Is it a British movie?
I've not seen it. Have you?
I don't know what the movie is. Did you even read the title?
I did not, but you put this in show prep.
So, I didn't read the title.
Then why'd you put it in show prep?
Because it was 666 on Easter.
That's late Night with the Devil, right?
Good reason. Late Night with the Devil. Yes. How did you know?
Because he's reading the
article, man.
You're freaking clairvoyant, man.
How'd you know?
Do you want to read it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Late Night with the Devil.
Not out loud. I'm shy.
Late Night with the Devil did scary numbers this weekend at the box office.
Spooky.
Finally came to cinema screens. Starring the Dark Knight and Prisoners icon, David Dostmalchian. I'm probably butchering that name. The chilling horror film follows late night talk show host Jack Del Roy, whose mysterious past comes back to haunt him during a special episode of his TV program, Night Owls.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a fictional tale, obviously. The found footage film.
Ooh, like the Blair Witch Project.
Is made up of tapes from the fateful 1977 Halloween episode, as well as behind-the-scenes snippets of the terror on set. It garnered terrifying reputation from early screenings, with King of Horror Stephen King urging people to watch the film, and he wasn't the only one, with Haunting of Hill House and Fall of the House of Usher creators Mike Flanagan also agreeing.
I'll start paying attention when it hits the torrent sites.
Right? See if you can be downloader number 666.
That would be cool. Commenter 666.
There you go, yeah. You just wait. You're waiting. You're waiting. Oh, 664. Nope.
Remember when being first was a thing? When people just type first.
First, yep.
They're only,
yeah. I may have done that.
My point stands.
After its cinema release on Friday, the film amassed a whopping $2.8 million, or 2.21 million in pounds.
Close enough.
Across its opening weekend, garnering a truly apt $666,666 on Sunday night alone.
There you go.
So wait a minute. It's Sunday night right now, but the UK is
a week behind.
A week behind?
Well, this was
that's one hell of a time zone across. Can I go to
as long
England?
As they make up time zones, yeah. You can say whatever.
Can I go
you want.
To England a week ago and buy lottery tickets here from last week and win?
I think you can.
Yeah.
I'll have to try that.
Take the over on the bridge collapse.
Right.
Because nothing was going under.
Right, yeah. Well, the whole bridge went under, but there you go. Hey, I asked this last night of whoever was here, Richie Rich in Kahuna. You maybe heard this, but somebody claimed on the internet that the captain of the ship that ran into the Baltimore Bridge is unknown.
Okay.
No one. Have you heard who the captain is?
Like unknown as in they don't know the name?
Or, they might not have released it. They know who it is.
Well, somebody must know who it is, but it seems odd that like the person in charge of said ship has not been named.
Yeah, I mean, that's I mean, arguably that's the most important person on the ship because they're in charge of
the whole
navigating
thing.
It, supposedly.
Yeah. Well, unless they're considered a safety threat. Right, because of how much damage that was done.
Yeah, could be, yeah.
And unless you're a conspiracy theorist, right, the narrative of the bridge collapse is the ship lost power.
Correct.
And could not steer.
Yes.
And so it wasn't necessarily the captain's fault, right? And if you put that burden on him by naming him and like, oh my God, he's responsible for the death of six migrant workers filling in potholes and all this other, you know, that might not be necessary until it can be determined that a crime was committed and he's responsible. Now, the conspiracy theorists go like, well, if you speed this up like 8 times, he clearly makes a right-hand turn and aims directly toward the pillar.
Yeah. But if you slow it down 8 times, it looks like he's obviously intoxicated and swerving out of the lane of consideration.
If you reverse it, he fixes the bridge for you by pulling it back upright as he backs into the harbor.
If only it worked that way. That's like the old joke about what do you get when you play a country western record backwards. You get your dog back, your girl back, your gun back, your truck back.
Truck works.
Yeah. All the stuff starts, you know, going well for you. Anyway, so this film garnered $666,666 on Sunday, Easter Sunday. That's right.
In England.
Well, okay. Which, is England evil?
Of course.
Okay.
It's like the biggest empire in the history of the world pre-United States.
That's true.
Right? The sun never sets on the British Empire as a thing because of how massive that thing was.
And for such a small area, too, to like have become an empire, like what we know as England today.
Right? They're responsible for like hundreds of Independence Days or something to that effect.
Yeah. Almost as bad as the United States is now.
That's what I'm saying. Except no one has an Independence Day going, oh, this is the day we finally got the yoke of the United States off us. Like, we're not there yet.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of countries that celebrate, like, the release of the yoke of the British Empire.
Don't the Brits have, like, the Guy Fawkes Day or something? Not the, you know?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean,
is that?
What's the point of that?
I don't know. That,
okay.
Like, you know, he burned down some buildings or something.
No, he tried to blow up Parliament, much like the V for Vendetta movie suggests.
Yeah.
But he failed, and they caught him, and they hung him.
Oh, well, that sucks. Well, too bad.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, I was thinking of the movie.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. No, also fictional.
Yeah, but, I mean, what's the dude from The Matrix?
Neo? Morpheus?
No.
Keanu Reeves?
No, the agent.
Agent Smith?
Yeah, he's the guy who plays the V.
The voice of V, yes.
Yeah.
Hugo Weaving.
Hugo Weaving, thank you. Okay. Yes. Yeah. does a bang up job, man.
Absolutely. Like, love that movie. I watch it once a year on November 5th.
Yeah. I try to, but sometimes I forget and watch it on the 6th.
The whole thing is remember the 5th of November. How are you forgetting this?
You know?
Just rolls around and goes, oh, there's something I was supposed to do today.
Do, do, do. Marijuana affects. Oh.
Gotta give yourself some more crack.
So, sometimes, you know, or, you know, I've had to work on that day. Or, okay. You know, stuff happens. I don't know.
I mean, I've also worked on that day, and I've watched it before work. I've watched it during work.
I've watched it on November 4th as well.
Okay.
You know, I tried to get as late as possible, you know, started at 11.
No, I got started at midnight then.
I mean, you know, I don't want to be sleeping by the time it ends, right?
All right.
I'm getting old, man. I fall asleep now watching stuff.
Okay. Fair enough.
Anyway, this film, what was it called? Late Night with the Devil. It also boasts a near-perfect Rotten Tomatoes score, sitting at 96% on the Tomatometer.
Wow.
Is that how you say that? Or is it Tomato Meter?
Tomato Meter.
Tomato Meter.
You say Tomato Meter, I say Tomatometer.
Like the odometer on your car?
Yes, that's how many odos your engine is producing.
It's a weird word.
Yeah. Anyway, with the critics' consensus hailing it delightfully dark, Late Night with the Devil proves possession horror isn't played out and serves as an outstanding showcase for David Dastmalchian.
It better not be, because they're coming out with the first Omen, so they're not playing out that yet.
What?
There's a new movie coming out called The First Omen.
Is it have anything to do with the reboot of The Omen and then the OG original series, The Omen?
I'm pretty sure it's in that vein.
Huh. Interesting. All right. I'll have to look into it. I'm a fan of the first three, the ones that were made in like the 70s, early 80s. Yeah. Mostly because they were like whatever things needed to happen that were horrific were done with practical effects. There was no CGI and all that kind of stuff. And like for having the balls to cover a dark, you know, sort of almost a franchise, if you will, because there were three of these movies, you know what I mean? Like, they must have done well enough for them to make three of them, you know what I mean? So, like, there's obviously a market for this kind of a thing.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the classic franchises started back then.
Yeah.
So.
But then they tried to reboot it, and it sucked.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
So, which is happening way too often, in my opinion. Hollywood needs to figure out how to hire creative writers and make new stuff. Yeah.
AI's coming for you.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it'll help creative people be more creative, and it'll keep people who want to, you know, exploit them.
After the legalization of marijuana, too, you think they'd already be more creative?
Yeah. It's like,
use drugs, people. Yeah. We want entertainment.
Here, man. Oh, you're in a writing slump? Here, man. Have some OG Kush. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. More Free Talk Live is coming up. We also have a number two story in store for you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update.
La speranza di partecipare alla sua vittoria sulla morte e di vivere con lui in Dio Padre.
Pope Francis presiding over the Easter Sunday service at the Vatican in Rome. Thousands turning out to pray in Vatican City. To Baltimore, Maryland now, where the first phase of the cleanup is underway. The FBI with a warning to anyone thinking of flying a drone over the wreckage of the collapsed bridge that they will be arrested. Crews are removing tons of metal from the water, the Navy bringing in cranes on barges. Here's Maryland Governor Democrat Wes Moore.
Even after that initial lift takes place, there still needs to be an understanding of what forms of adjustments have happened. How has lifting that one piece and to begin the removal process, how does that impact the remainder of the bridge that still sits inside of the bay?
And President Biden expected to visit the site next week. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you would like to call in and talk about what we're talking about, whatever you want to talk about, doesn't matter. Call 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain,
Kahuna,
and Richie Rich.
We were talking about this film, and I guess... I guess that's about the end of the article on it, too.
The highlight was the 666.
The highlight was this horror film called Late Night with the Devil. Did $666,666 on Sunday. So opening weekend Sunday, which is today for us, but this was released in the UK. So, yesterday for them, assumably, or at least sometime before now.
Sometime definitely before now, because that's how time works.
Yep.
Thanks, Richard.
As far as we know.
We can count on you to keep us straight on these highly technical details.
One-way time travelers at your service.
Unidirectional time traveling.
Okay, yes.
What do you do for a living? I'm a unidirectional time traveler.
That'll definitely confuse people.
Yeah. But then some people are like, oh, really? That's interesting. Me too.
What'd you do during COVID when you can only go the opposite direction down the aisle?
We do have a number two story that I want to get to. Before we go there, we also have a caller on hold that we'll get to. But Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash, digital cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency made for spending. Dash transactions are irreversible, so Dash is great for merchants. Plus, its network is protected from 51% attacks by its chain locks technology. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for the sponsorship. It's easy to get and easy to use Dash. You can learn more at dash.org. That's dash.org. All right, let's pick up this call. It's Tim in Florida. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, happy Easter. It's just
Hoppy you and Easter.
Hoppy Easter.
Hoppy Easter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had a few, but not as much as I want because I'm broke. But yeah, it's for hops.
Yeah, we're thinking Easter Bunny hops, not hops and barley.
Oh, right. I was thinking hops and barley. Easter Bunny hops. Okay. I had a dream when I was a little kid. I was like 3-4 years old. And I heard about the Easter Bunny, and I had a nightmare that he came and he smashed the trailer I was living in.
Wow. That sounds like a nightmare. Yep. Like was he a Godzilla-sized Easter Bunny? Or?
Yeah, well, not as big as Godzilla, but maybe a quarter of the size of Godzilla, but big enough to do damage to a trailer.
Wow.
Oh, no, there goes the trailer park. Go, 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 Easter Bunny.
Oh, wow.
No, it wasn't a trailer park. It was out in the country, but you could say it's a trailer park that where all the trailers are really spread out from each other on these.
Sorry, not roads. A trailer park, a parked trailer. My mistake.
Right.
While this rabid Easter Bunny was stomping your trailer, were there people inside? Were you inside? You know, did you escape? What happened?
I was inside. I don't remember in the dream if my parents were inside, but I was inside. And he was like hopping around, stomping on houses, and then he came to mine, and he's hopping, and I'm like, I think in the dream he was like just about to hop on the house, and I woke up.
Yeah, it's that whole thing, you can't die in dreams, because if you die in a dream, you die in real life.
I'm just making a note here. I've put down evil Easter Bunny stomps on man's trailer home.
That sounds about right. I have a suspicion, as I think, because I was raised Jehovah's Witness, I think my biological father probably told me the story that the Easter Bunny is a bad, bad thing and, like, mm-hmm. not to pay attention. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's why I had a bad dream about it.
So the Easter Bunny is a bad thing, but still real in the Jehovah's Witness tradition.
No, it's a myth. But that was my dad wasn't that... I'm talking about my biological father now, and in that respect, he wasn't that bright. But that's how he wanted me to that's how he wanted me to stop asking about the Easter Bunny.
Okay.
And
did it work?
It traumatized me.
Did it work?
Wait, your dad traumatized you, or the dream about the evil Easter Bunny traumatized?
No, the story the dad told him led to the dream because it was traumatizing.
I'm speculating on my own past because I have a limited, I mean, I was very, very young, like 3 years old. I do remember the dream vividly, though.
Does the dream ever recur, or did it just happen the one time?
Well, just one time, but it's funny, you know, people say you don't remember stuff when you're that young, but there's always some things you remember.
Like core memories.
Yeah. Yeah.
That stick.
Yeah, I have a memory. The youngest memory I can recall is me actually, I'm standing atop of a staircase in like a townhome style residence, and... I'm, you know, in a diaper. That's it, right? That's how young I am. You know, a little, you know, I don't know, 1-2 years old, something like that. And I'm falling forward, about to take a tumble down the stairs, head first.
Mm, okay. Right?
My biological sister sees this occurring. She's also upstairs. She sees me about to tumble, and what she does is she like comes up behind me and basically tackles me from behind, cradles me, and then she also like forward over the shoulder, you know, so we both sort of do this like ninja tumble right over her shoulder, right? So she hurt her back a bit, and you know, I had a couple of scrapes and bruises, but like basically she saved my ass, right? Okay. Like by, you know, just jumping on me, cradling me, and helping me tumble down the stairs. But like, that's the youngest memory I have. And, but I mean, like, I'm not afraid of stairs.
And then you talk to your biological parents and like, no, she died at childbirth. You don't really have a sister.
Like, no, that was somebody dressed as the Easter Bunny. No, just kidding. Tim,
that's
any,
just your uncle.
Tim, any further thoughts?
Yeah, a couple.
And that's not a
couple or a few. The first being that I, in response to that, I had a walker in that same trailer, and there was one door that would open, and there were no stairs. And, of course, that was the door that I decided to run my walker out of. You know, I figured out how to open the door. So it probably explains a lot. But anyway, I sent a book to Aria called Return of the Gods. And
nice, man.
My segue, too.
I don't know. The only reason I bring it up, I'm not trying to bring it up on air. The only reason I bring it up, I'm wondering if she mentioned it to you, because I know you talked to her.
She has not mentioned it to me, although I haven't spoken to her in at least a week, so I don't know. The next piece of news I hope to hear from her is, hey, I'm getting out on this day, right? Hopefully that's the next thing I hear from her, but yeah.
Well, no, as far as the book, though, I don't know. Saying, well, no, that's stupid because no has nothing to do with it's a nervous tick. Anyway, the reason I sent her the book was because it's a complete, I want to call it like they're trying to apply the old gods that the Hebrews battled against, you know, to modern day things that are supposed to be bad. And she had it in her wish list, and I was surprised. So I'm like, send this to her and see what she thinks, because I think it's a load of crap.
I want something to argue with on the radio.
Yeah, tell
when
me
you get out of
how
prison,
really
Aria.
Feel.
Yeah, if I believe you've set the stage nicely. We are operating under the assumption that Aria will be out late May, early June, something
that'd
like
be awesome.
That. Before Porkfest and Forkfest. So I believe you've laid the proper groundwork for her return, so that you can, you know, give a call when she's back on the show and have this discussion with her. I know that they both Ian and Aria have received stuff from other people. So, you know, if you're sending letters and books and that kind of thing, they have received them, near as I can tell. So, you know, they're getting those kinds of things. Communications have been spotty, at least with me, for the last, you know, couple of weeks or so.
All right. And as long as we're talking about books, I will take recommendations on ebook readers not called Kindles.
Oh, non-Kindle.
You would take recommendations where?
On ebook readers not called Kindles.
I hear you. I don't know. Okay. You know, I try to find paper, you know, the real physical books whenever I can.
Yeah. All my books are in boxes in storage, and I can get, you know, thousands of books on my phone.
Mm.
But the phone size is not conducive to reading a book.
Yeah.
And...
You got like a 300 pager or some of that stuff
right.
to read on
and
your phone.
And even, you know, I've had an iPad mini. That's a good size. But it's, you know, it's currently out of commission, and I don't want a full tablet.
I was going to say that my recommendation would be, have you tried the Android tablet?
Yeah. Yes, I have several.
Okay.
I'm like a tablet whore. I've got a drawer full of tablets.
Oh, and those are too big for you?
Well, it's not that they're too big. It's I don't want an Android device. I want an ebook reader.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Gotcha.
Right. If it runs Android, fine. I've seen a few that run Android, but it's still like the e-ink paper and, you know, limited apps.
Yeah.
I don't want to be distracted. I just want something lightweight that looks like a book.
Yeah. Tim, final thoughts?
Yeah. So the Last American Vagabond, thelastamericanvagabond.com, you can go there. Ryan Christian is being sued by the IRS. For a year of quote-unquote misreported tax returns from the year 2012. Apparently, before he was really doing any work as far as, like, up until then, you know, he'd been doing everything free. And so this has nothing to do with his website, but they may try to seize his website. So I don't currently have the link, but if anybody's a fan of his site, I know he...
What did you say it was? LastAmericanVagabond.com?
Correct. And Whitney Webb, I know probably more people have heard of Whitney Webb than Ryan Christian. He hosts a lot of Whitney Webb stuff on there. And anyway, it looks like the IRS, according to his lawyer, this appears to be a personal attack. It doesn't appear to have anything to do with actually back taxes. It's just, you know, it looks like it's an attempt to shut down another, another speaker. He doesn't have a radio show, obviously, but, well, that might not be obvious, but he's got a podcast/video stream. Anyway, just wanted to bring that up. He is accepting donations for his lawyer, but it appears to be, what's the old expression, the process is the punishment. Mm. It appears to be frivolous.
All right. Well, hey, Tim, thank you for not only bringing that up, but also sending a book to Aria. I'm sure that she appreciates it. We appreciate your call. Feel free to call us again, man. The only thing I could find is thelastamericanvagabond.com, so the word the in front of it. Okay. I went to the other one, and it just was blank for some reason. I don't see anything on here about the subject Tim was talking about, but that doesn't mean it's not here. Just, you know, it looks like sort of a news site with a bunch of other stuff. So there you go. If you need it, put a the in front of it.
Or just ask Uncle Google. He'll point you in the right direction.
Yeah. Let's go to this next phone call. This is Mr. David Ridley calling. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I have a who would build the roads story from Winchester itself.
Okay.
Nice.
So as you know, I live in Winchester, New Hampshire, and I've been following just loosely. I'm not intimately familiar with it, but there's been an effort to try and save and or reconstruct a dam, an old, like a 95-year-old dam that made possible. It made possible.
The government wants to hire beavers.
It's made possible Forest Lake in Winchester, which is really our star feature.
Okay.
Is that the one that washed out last summer with the floods?
Well, in 2021, July, I guess it reached record height. I've seen some photos of some damage on their website, which is forestlakenh.com.
Yeah.
But the political thing that's interesting here is that most of the repair is being done with private donations. There's the town has jumped in to spend some money on it, but I do not, you know, technically I think the Forest Lake Improvement Association has asked for some assistance and they've received some. But it doesn't seem, you know, usually you get a vibe where it's like gimme, gimme, and you know, make the taxpayers fix everything. You don't get that vibe from the FLIA. It seems to be pretty much oriented towards, you know, collecting private donations. They need about $400,000 to fix the dam and prevent it from suffering a lot more damage in a big flood or whatnot. Most of that, I'm trying to get to pull up the exact numbers, but most of that's been raised voluntarily so far. The town has only contributed a small amount.
Yeah, I love it. And like, this is an illustration, too, of every government program should be a GoFundMe.
Well, my boss actually brought up, like, the Hoover Dam.
Yeah.
He's like, who do you think would build that without the government? I was like, I don't know, people who stand to make a profit by building it and can acquire the land rights? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes sense to me.
How far along are they towards the 400,000?
Looks like they've raised about 300,000. I'm trying to click on the donations page here. Looks like they've raised about 300,000 out of the roughly 400,000 they need, and they've collected about 300,000 of that. And it looks like the town, I'm thinking, has put in about, so it says 25,000 from the town of Winchester. But there's a drive in Winchester to get the town to give more. So in the end of it, I'm sure the town will probably give more. But right now, it's a pretty small amount, and I'm proud of that.
Do you get a tax write-off if you make a donation to this cause? Like, what's
they've formed a 501c3. So what happens is, you know, again, if you want to donate, if anyone wants to donate, then just go to forestlakenh.com and save a piece of the Free State.
So, like, the main things that we've come to find out here on Free Talk Live so far when it comes to who will build the roads is either
road builders,
people who stand to make a profit, land rights,
yep,
and Domino's.
Domino's repairs the roads.
Pizza. At least they'll fill the potholes. Yeah, Domino's
really?
Pizza. Yeah, I didn't know that.
This is a few years ago.
Really? Yeah. Well, and it's recurred too. It's come up more than once where like they will, you know, some neighborhood will have decrepit roads and, you know, Domino's wants their pizza delivered, right?
Yeah, they don't want their people getting flat tires delivered pizza.
Right, so as a marketing ploy, they put together these Domino's Pizza Road Crews.
And I never heard of this.
Yeah, I don't mean to usurp what David's talking about because I think David's is far more poignant and also applicable to... you know, small towns and that kind of a thing.
Another interesting story, kind of similarly related, is the foundation of like the Michelin star restaurants. Yes. Are you familiar with this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No. What's a Michelin star restaurant?
Like a really good restaurant. Okay. Like a really good chef. You know, you can earn a Michelin star from the Michelin
review. I see. Okay. It's a rating system.
It's a rating system.
Okay.
But the Michelin rating system stems from the Michelin tire company.
The big puffy looking
Michelin,
guy?
Yes, the Michelin man.
Yeah.
Right. And the reason behind the rating is they wanted people to buy more Michelin tires. So they would give these restaurants rating that make you drive far, wear out your Michelin tires, to go to this good restaurant, and then you got to buy more Michelin.
So they're always like an out of the way places, kind of, sort of?
I mean, probably it started that way.
Okay.
Right. Whatever gets you on the road to go out, like, Michelin ratings.
Interesting. Mr. Ridley?
I should probably add the obligatory song version of their URL so everyone can remember it.
Do it.
ForrestLakeNH.com.
Mr. David Ridley, thank you for the call. Feel free to call us again. 603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to comment on any of that or bring up whatever's on your mind. Feel free. It's Free Talk Live for a reason.
And if you go to one of these Michelin restaurants, it's going to be like the smallest portion for the most amount of money you can possibly spend.
Oh, yeah, they're always fancy, fancy joints.
Yeah,
fancy.
The cloth napkins and the overpriced shrimp cocktail.
Your pate, sir. Yeah.
Yes.
What they don't tell you is they just open a can of cat food.
Yeah, pretty
warm
much.
It up
That's
a little
what
bit,
it smells like.
And then it's...
No, but at the Michelin star, right, they like carve it right out of the goose in the back. We've got the live goose. You get to pick out which one you're going to be eating the pate from.
I've only been to a couple of like super hoity places. One is a place in downtown Seattle called the Met.
All right.
The Metropolitan.
Sounds fancy.
They're known for their steaks, which is
good.
I like
a good steak.
Man, cocktails in the bar while you're waiting for your table. Like that alone, just for me and my girlfriend at the time, was like $150.
Oh, yeah.
And we only had like two drinks each.
Yeah,
right?
But you go to these fancy places now. A good cocktail's going to cost you $30 a pop.
Yeah. So ridiculous. And this is back in the day.
Yeah.
And then like dinner, I don't know, man. I think I dropped $400 or something just for dinner for two. Yep.
Me and a coworker used to save up our tips. I'm like, all right, you got enough? You know, $200-$300. And it's like, all right, steak night.
Yep. There you go.
Then he had the audacity to bring his vegan girlfriend with him.
That's like a total waste.
Right. She got like, you know, we went in there. I'm like, do you guys have a vegan menu? Like, jokingly.
We've never been asked that question, sir.
Like, we got the gluten-free menu. I'm like, I'm just joking. Don't worry about it. But I think she ended up with, you know, a side of broccoli and a plain baked potato.
Yeah.
And please, never come back again.
Right. Yeah. Like, why'd you bring her, dude? Come on.
Buzzkill.
She was cool otherwise, but like that wasn't the night to bring it. Right? There was going to be no joy in her on that night.
So the Met is probably like the hoitiest place I've ever been. And then there's a chain actually called Ruth's Chris.
Yes.
Yes.
And oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. Best steak I've ever had.
They do have
That's
great
one
steak.
Of them.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but everything's a la carte.
It is. Yeah. But I enjoyed that more than the Met, mostly because it wasn't as sticker shocky.
Yep.
It was, you know, roughly half price or something compared to the Met. So, but it was still hoity.
Yep.
Like everybody in there is like in a shirt and tie and, you know, some sort of an evening dress or formal wear or something like that.
The only non-chain, I don't think it's a chain restaurant that I've been to in New Hampshire that was like worth going to was a steak place in Merrimack. I think it was like Buckley's or something, or Bucky's, if you've ever been there or if need to go. Otherwise,
like,
if you want to get like decent food at a reasonable price of like the high end places, that's the only unfortunate thing about New Hampshire. The restaurants, the food's terrible here.
Compared to like, what you get, you know, in a big city, a major metropolitan area, Yeah. They're few and far between. Even like my complaint about Keene, New Hampshire is Keene hates Mondays.
Okay.
So like the chains are open and then like one or two other places, but like every other restaurant is closed. Right. You get, you know, you go to Applebee's or Chili's or Longhorn or something like that. But like other than that, you're kind of SOL.
Yep. That's my only complaint. Every other part about making the move.
Yeah.
I'm satisfied with.
Yeah.
Food, not so much.
Well, you need, sir, to come to the new Social Sunday location.
So I've been told.
At the Gorilla Grill. I'm going to pimp them on air because, oh my God, their brisket is on point. On point.
And this is coming from a guy who flew brisket back from Seattle. Because there's no
ribs.
Good. Cause there's
ribs.
No, yeah, because there's no good brisket and rib places in town.
Yeah, anywhere near me that I wouldn't have to drive, you know, a couple hours for or whatever. And so, yes, this is true. I did. I actually still have a little bit of that in my freezer. I've got one.
I'm just saying that the recommendation carries if you like this place is good.
Yeah.
And I've flown food from 3,000 miles away because the rest of the food here is terrible.
Look, man, this place has only been open. Like, they were a food truck, and then they did well enough that they decided to open an actual restaurant. They got into a place that closed during COVID, so, like, it was an existing restaurant before. They did some light remodeling and refitting so that they could have their smokers and all that kind of stuff. But they've only been open for 9 weeks, and I've been there probably a dozen times.
Okay. Do they take crypto?
They do not. However, the owner has been approached about taking goldbacks, at least during the food truck era. So he's familiar. He knows Ian from that time or
that
whatever.
That used to be
so,
like a requisite like, for Social Sundays.
Well, it's just that there aren't any anymore.
All right.
Can you name a place in Keene that takes crypto?
You got the pizza place.
Yeah, and they don't have... They're a takeout restaurant. Right. They're not a dining facility.
Yeah, they
facility.
Have like one or two picnic tables outside, so that doesn't help you in the winter.
That's not going to do for what we want to do.
Okay.
So since the Funky Noodle closed, RIP Malaise, that was the last place where they took crypto and goldbacks that we had the Social Sunday at. So we've been kind of bouncing the Social Sunday a little bit in the last couple of years since all that happened because of that.
Has it been a couple of years since Funky Noodle closed down already?
Well, maybe.
All right.
Year and a half.
Something like that. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us tonight. We've got, after you eat, you generally, you wait a little while, you got to relieve yourself, but we've got a numbers two story coming up for you still. It's Free Talk Live. Don't touch that dial.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.